Our thoughts with all law enforcement members in the region today. Joining us to react to this, Mayor of Saanich, Fred Haines. Mr. Mayor, thank you for your time. Good morning.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you for the attention you're giving to this and the words you've just shared. It's a horror. It's a tragedy. Since yesterday, I've been in touch with the chief of police. We were talking today at 7 o'clock, 7:30. I'm meeting him shortly. We've just had briefings. Our thoughts, of course, are with the families of the police officers, but we have to also recognize the trauma and bravery of the staff involved. You've referred to that. Yes. And also the residents that were in the bank at the time. I mean, it's a miracle that there wasn't a larger number of serious casualties amongst our residents and the staff. And I do know that the bank will be looking after their staff in terms of their psychological and emotional trauma. But Adam, one of the things I want to make a note of here is that what we saw last night, as you just described, men and dogs in uniform running into fire, that doesn't happen overnight.
No.
The training, the culture, the leadership takes decades to build. And I have to say, in Saanich, we're so pleased. Since I've been on the police board in 2018, we had a new chief, Chief Green.
Yes.
He took over from Chief Downey. And then we have Chief Duffy. These were all appointed from internal bench strength, the deputy chiefs, the inspectors, the leadership in the department, the way that's going around recruitment. And just in January, February, we were recognized in BC as one of the top employers of the police department. That was tested last night. That was tested during the day. That was tested in that moment when officers were asked in the line of duty to put their bodies in the line of fire. And that's what people witnessed. And it's very horrifying, but it's amazing and how proud we can be and pleased we can be that we have these officers, the training, the culture, and the leadership. And the residents of Saanich support our police in an amazing way every year with the budget,
yes,
with the costing, and the outpouring of support we're hearing in the social media. We've got letters pouring in. And Adam, not just from Saanich, from across BC,
yes,
from across the country. Mayor DeSargent and I issued that press release at,
yes,
9 o'clock.
Thank you for
we
that.
We didn't say too much about the staff or the residents because not enough was known then that could be released. But it's very clear that there were heroes that day in that bank. And there were heroes that day in trying to save those people in the bank.
What are we doing to make sure that they have the supports they need, those officers as well as their families? This is a really tough time for them. They were there for us. What are we doing to make sure we're there for them?
Well, the first thing is the first thing we need to do is keep it as a matter that's private right now.
Okay.
The doctors are working on those officers. There are serious injuries. They're not out of danger yet. We've got to think of the families. We need to send them and think of our loves and our prayers that everyone's going to be okay. So right now we want to give some respectful time. I believe I'm meeting with the chief in a few minutes.
Okay.
We may be able to give a bit of a press release because I know a lot of people are very concerned about what is the status of these officers who were prepared to lay down their lives.
Yes.
To save the residents of Saanich, you know, and whoever was in the bank. So give us some time to get that messaging out. Residents of Saanich, if you're concerned, give my office a call. We'll come and see you. Call our counselors. For information, please refer to the police. Please refer to the Twitter. You can imagine that our communications teams are overloaded.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want to reassure the residents of the region that we're here for you. I was meeting today as I came into the office with the RCMP. They're on station right now across our region, making sure that our own station is secure, because we don't know. Was there more planned?
Yeah.
Right now, there's a lot of unknowns, Adam. Was this a standalone? And who would have thought a bank robbery on a peninsula of an island? That said, that's what our officers trained for.
Yeah.
And across the region, with this leadership team, we have an integrated emergency response. Saanich and Oakpay have a seamless shared agreement on policing. The response from the whole team was seamless. That's what saved lives last night and during the day. No one was in hospital dying from the bank, from our residents, right? So what we saw last night was just both horrifying and amazing. that we have that level of dedication, training, professionalism, and support for our sworn officers. It's, you know, your listeners know what we're dealing with broadly. Yeah. We've just come out of COVID, the uncertainties. But I think that those who live nearby, the neighbors, I've heard some of the parents are concerned about their children being frightened. That's true. There is fear.
Yeah.
But comforting that fear is the fact that this example of our sworn officers, Adam, running into fire to save and make sure they were doing everything they could to control the situation and keep everyone safe.
Mayor Fred Haines. Thank you. Thank you so much for the leadership that you are displaying during this trying incident, sir. And I would like to say if there's anything that we can do to help, please don't hesitate to ask. If there's any information that we can get out to the public, if there's any way that we can help better express concerns from members of the public, show their appreciation for these members of Saanich Police, of Victoria Police, and anyone else negatively impacted by this incident, we stand ready to provide assistance, sir.
So, Adam, what I would say is this. Let's recognize in this area, one thing we can recognize is we're the most remarkable police forces here. And I'm so pleased that inside Saanich, the succession of police chiefs and leadership, it's been internal promotions, internal training that's given this amazing bench strength right through the ranks. And that was tested yesterday and through the evening.
Absolutely.
And, thank you, Adam, for thinking of us. And I hope your listeners can take comfort that what they saw yesterday, while it was horrible, could have been so much worse.
Absolutely. You need to meet with the chief. Please pass on our best. And anything else we can do, please let us know, Mr. Mayor.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Fred Haines, Mayor of Saanich, dealing with this very difficult time. The way that this community, same way, got through COVID. We lean on each other. We do whatever it takes. We do whatever it takes to protect the innocent, to protect life.